This is today's Garden Bite. I'm Terry Knight. Speaking of fall planting, as I was yesterday, why would bad-tasting bulbs be a good thing? Because deer, squirrels, and other rodents list them as last choice on the buffet called your garden. Color Blends President Tim Shipper is a third-generation bulbsman out of Connecticut, and he shared a list of bulbs that are a feast for our eyes, but not on the squirrel's menu. First up, daffodils, snowdrops, and snowflakes are good choices. All three of these bulbs contain lycerin, a bitter alkaloid that's toxic when eaten. Shipper says animals know to steer clear of them. Other bulbs include many coveted blue and purple spring bloomers, such as alliums, which I love, starflowers, glory of the snow, and blue squill. These bulbs are considered deer and rodent resistant in varying degrees because they taste bad enough that animals usually avoid them. Blue squill are listed as invasive, but frankly, I adore them. I have some, and neighbors that have loads of them. Unfortunately, tulips and crocuses, which are eye candy for us, are candy for deer and rodents. Your best bet, if deer are the biggest problem, are allium, chemisia, which looks a bit like a hyacinth with varying shades of white and purple, glory of the snow, winter wolfsbane, a darling little yellow cutie, crown imperial, again yellow, but the flower heads hang down. Snake's head, a purple flower whose single bloom hangs downward, is also called checkered lily. I'll have pictures and more information on GardenBite.com and also on my Garden Bite Facebook page. And there you have it. No smelly sprays, fences, or firearms. Just bad taste. Or would that be good taste? Be sure to send me your comments, questions, and suggestions for future bites. Also, check out my videos on Garden Bite YouTube. That's today's Garden Bite. I'm Terry Knight.